Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi, the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech,
your dynamic duo here on the Gadget Chats podcast.
You like switched it up. I like it. I love it.
Yeah, because we're just duo today. So, you know, we don't have Emily That came to me while the thing was going on. I was like, I'm going to add something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of different, I'm looking at the night box. But go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to town.
I was just going to say, as a reminder, Emily Wilson comes on every other week when she gets a chance to. So, yeah, it's just us two today.
Yeah, so we're the dynamic duo and sometimes the dynamic trio. Yeah.
Yeah. So, how's your day going?
I'm tired.
I want to go back to sleep, too.
We both had naps today. Yay, us!
But I want to still keep napping.
Adult napping is the best thing ever. If you've never tried it, you need to get on board.
Yes.
I know y'all think we're crazy. I'm going to cover the, what are these people called? <That's>, thirst buckets?
Yes. LaShawn said dual. No, duo. D-U-O, not D-U-A-L.
Boo!
Like, is Izzy here? Izzy in spirit.
Barry Johnson has came back to reclaim his title. He was here twice.
No. Number one.
D-Boom! What's hey. Good, sir? Shay Kennedy is in the building.
Hey.
I decided to speak. LaShawn, a.k.a. Holla at Your Boy. Make sure y'all check him out tomorrow night for the Ignite Hours.
Ignite.
Speaking of checking people out, Tech King Mike will be streaming tonight, and I will probably miss it because I is tired. So, you can go over there and join him. Please do support his channel. I try to when I can stay awake. Lewis is in the chat. What's up, Tech for Your Needs? Did I speak to Shay already? I think I did.
No,
I did?
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, I did. Up here.
Oh. You always end up saying hi to her twice. I don't know why. I noticed that seems to be a thing.
Shout out to the Nightbot shouting people out. Hey, hey. Nightbot. Septin, he's early for a change. Shiggity Sean Williams, what's up? I'm going to throw this little story in here right quick because Sean came to mind. So I think everybody knows that I sold Big Migs my wing, and he is overjoyed with it. And I was like, Migs also randomly ended up with my Black Shark 3 Pro. I was like, is Migs the new Sean Williams? Because me and Sean Williams used the cell phones back and forth before I ever got on YouTube.
Yeah. So,
that's a thing. I have my phone selling people. Or people I exchange phones with. Yeah. Mark Coleman is in the building. What's up?
Hey, Mike.
Did I get professional and clean? I got to quit that. I got to get dirty and unprofessional.
I think it's because of the white shirt that you have on.
I did wear this to work today.
Shout I have a white background and a black shirt, and you have a white shirt and a black background.
Look, the randomness here. We're both tired.
Happenstance.
Yes, we didn't plan any of this. Mm-hmm. And I keep getting tossed down to the bottom. Spectacular Gadgets is who I have next.
Hey,
what's good, sis?
Hey, twin, what's up?
So, the call out is real. I didn't do it. Lewis did. So, I'm just going to let you, not Lewis, Septian did, Lewis. He wants to know when your video is. And, gosh, I keep skipping around. Bob was next. Hey, everyone.
Hey, Bob.
Yep, I'm always live when Bob's at dinner. So if I'm live, Bob's at dinner. Now, the next time I'm live is members only on a Saturday night. So if you're eating dinner at 9 p.m., sir, that's a little late. Rachel. Okay, click. Hiya, strangers. What's up, Rachel, in the UK? Hey. I love people in other countries that come and join us. That's awesome.
Yes.
Oh, white makes me look innocent. I need to wear more white.
Yeah.
Gosh, I like this. Ever since my Z4 2, my selling days have slowed down big time. I feel you. Uno Nice is in the building. He says greetings to both of us.
Hey!
I'm great. What? Oh, gosh.
It's like you extra fancy.
What's up? I mean, this shirt was probably what? $7-$8. It's got a pocket in it.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Oh, we got another UKer in here. Craig Jackson. Hey.
Ah! So Craig Jackson is who I shouted out in my last video. And I told him he has to peep out video that's dropping soon. I'm thinking about premiering that video. But yeah. Craig also has the Huawei Mate XS. So he was the one that told me all his banking stuff was working on his phone.
Yeah.
Okay, he's usually with friends on Saturday night. Well, we are having a live stream for the members, if whoever can make it. What's up, Perspective Gaming? Chris is in the building. Dang, the Nightbot loves Barry.
Well, Barry keeps contacting the Nightbot. he memorized all the triggers and keeps talking to the Nightbot.
Okay. So I hope everybody in the chat is good. If people come in, you know, I always will put the comment up and wave, but I try not to interrupt if we got stuff going on with the podcast.
Yes.
So, oh, T is here. What's up, T?
Hey, what's
so
up?
So, we're going to get into videos and articles and tech deal. I think we only have one tech deal this week and tech purchases. What's up, Sharky? People hate the Nightbots. I just don't get it.
Except for like they said that it's gonna fight.
Yeah. It's a wine kind of night, people. I'm not having a whole bottle though. This is the end of my glass. It's but it's a big glass.
All right, so let's go to what is going on with us. ¿Qué estás pasando? So just wanted to let you guys know that if you go to gadgetchats.com, it will take you over to our anchor page, which is where our podcast is hosted, and from there you can listen to it on any of the podcast platforms like Apple, Google, I don't know the other ones, Spotify, yeah, all the good stuff.
Anywhere you watch podcasts, you can find us.
Just we did. Yes, we absolutely.
We in this piece.
So if you don't want to watch us and you just want to listen, you can do that as well. I know some people don't have YouTube Premium, so they can't listen to it in the background. You can go to the audio version and just listen to us talk that way. And we do our very best to be descriptive so that you don't miss out on what's going on.
And I have actually talked to some people who do come by the live stream, but they prefer the podcast. And that's how we kind of want it.
Yes. Like,
I use a different mic in the whole nine, so it sounds better if you listen to the podcast.
We go live because we're using you guys for your engagement. That's all. It's the only reason why we go live.
Well, dang. That was supposed to be a secret. How are you going to...
So engage. Give us your energy. All right. So as far as videos that we got going on, I actually have two videos this week. Yeah. So Sunday, I put out a video on how to set up the Nightbot on your live stream and how to put auto responses based off of time. Because right now, you'll see if you're in the live chat on YouTube, you'll see the Nightbot reminding people to like and subscribe and things like that. So I show you guys how to do that. And then also something very important, and that is to turn off spam protection, because Nightbot is very aggressive, and if you put too many emojis, it will time you out. If you type in all caps, it will time you out. And it doesn't just time you out, like it'll call you out your name and be like, how barbaric, you're timed out, like stuff like that. So
if you want examples of that, you need to go check out Barry's live stream from Saturday.
Yeah.
Tech King Mike just got, he got brutally beat down by the Nightbot.
Yes.
So I enjoyed every minute of it. So you need to go check that out. That replay is great.
Rachel said that we are her ASMR channel. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the compliment. That's so sweet of you. Hey, Win by Two Podcast. Hi. And then today I went live at 2:30 and I was testing out custom commands on Nightbot. So basically you'll be able to say certain things and then Nightbot will respond to you. So right now you're seeing it in my chat. If you say, you know, hi to the chat, hi to the crew, hi to the squad, hi peeps, things like that, then I have something on Tastebin, and I have like about 18 different sayings, and it'll choose like a random response and it'll say hi to people. So that's cool. So
I got the basic Nightbot. It says very generic stuff.
Well, no, it's the same Nightbot. It's just,
yeah, but I'm saying I don't have mine programmed like hers. Like, this is one of from Catwoman's channel.
Yeah.
Nightbot is directly addressing Barry. Yay, you made it.
Yes. So. Yeah. It says Barry Johnson. Yeah, you made it. So yeah, it'll say stuff like that. It'll say your name, and then it'll give you a random response saying hi. And I was testing it out live because I read the documentation on how to set it up. So I just went live to do it and tested it out. And it was great. There was people giving us suggestions in there. There was Tech Boner. There was Big John. Barry was there, of course. Perspective Gaming was there. It was a good time. It's just an hour, but I am going to create a detailed step-by-step easy tutorial on that soon. It won't be this week because I have other commitments that I have to do tutorials on and videos. So most likely will be the week after that. But if you just want to get something real quick, the code and all of that stuff is there. You can just follow it. Yeah. And then Gigi had a video. Yeah. Update on the Huawei Mate X.
Which I'm not really holding close to the mic because it seems to want to interact with the microphone tonight. But there's me. Let me unlock that. Oh, there's my conversation. Y'all don't want to see that either. But yeah.
Yes,
sir. Oh, you want to see who I was talking to and what I was talking about.
Yeah, he knows it.
So I gave an update on this phone and why it is still holding the driver's seat for my Android device on my... LaShawn, are you sending me messages during...
We're not fooling you, LaShawn. What's going on, man?
You see, I'm like, look, he gonna put the laugh out loud up there. Anyway,
he knows what he's doing. He must pay attention.
It is still my main device for my and take me off the big screen.
But you're so pretty.
It's still my main Android right now. I still have my Fold, and I'll probably hold on to my Fold because if that dual Samsung Fold thingy comes out, mm-hmm. I'm all about folding now. So anytime somebody says they want to suggest a folding device to me, I'm like, no.
If anybody suggests a phone to you at all, you're like, does it fold? That's your MO.
Pretty much.
Yep.
And Playa, in that video, I tell you what my favorite folding phone is.
You must not watch my videos.
Yeah, I have Apple as my Apple. Okay, listen, Bob. You have to be around long enough to know Apple is like my business phone, so it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, all the Popcorn World stuff is on here and stuff like that. So I carry both phones. I use both. My smartwatch is paired to the Apple phone. Mm-hmm. So, and my members know which watch this is. But either way.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about premiering that video because Catwoman wants me to premiere that video. But yes. My members have seen it already.
I think it would be good to premiere
it. It's my new favorite smartwatch. And this is day 8 or 9, and I'm at 23%. So I have not chatting.
Yeah, the chat was chatting away while we were doing the Kipasa. Septian wanted to let us know that the water pump was finally fixed today and he was able to take a shower. TMI, but I'm glad you were able to take a shower. Dexter coming back said a drunk Kimmy is the best.
But
Kimmy.
I'm not drunk. It's one glass of wine. I have to drink a lot more than this. Oh, it's gone.
I think it's a white shirt. People are just pinning stuff on you, see if it sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as like, well, I was saying how impressed I am with this smartwatch. That's what I was saying. But mm-hmm. You know, I think I will premiere it. I might premiere it before either LaShawn's stream or before the members only stream on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's good to have people around together to watch. It's not a super long video, but it's longer than my usual videos. Because yeah. I covered. So I wanted to give you all the details and how well it works with Apple and Android because I've used it on both. Mm-hmm. So I wanted y'all to know.
Bob and Bardito wanted to let us know that if the Nightbot is quiet, he got a dime bag.
Stop it.
Mark Coleman said he feels so cheap now that he knows that we only use them for engagement, hey, at least you're useful, right? Tucking for your needs also feels used as well.
I have owned 3 or 4 Apple Watches, Bob. I wanted something different. I'm tired of squares. I'm a well-rounded person. Mm-hmm. That way. And LaShawn has already seen my video. He's trying to cop this watch. Any watch you can use on both sides is great.
Yeah. Barry wanted to let us know that he was in tears. He's talking about his live stream on Saturday.
Yeah.
Not that we're making him cry right now, because we use him for engagement. Tech-Twan V said, what's up to us? Hey, what's up, Tech-Twan?
Tech-Twan dropped 2 videos today.
I gotta watch them.
I haven't watched anybody because I had the great nap and I overslept my nap. I had somewhere to be at 3 o'clock and I woke up at 3:05 after my alarm went off at 2:30.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Perspective Gaming said that he's a mod, so he knows that the Nightbot can't touch.
That's true. You can do all caps as a mod.
Yes, that's very true.
And
now you're not a mod on my chat, so you will get the smackdown.
I don't think anybody's a mod on Catwoman's chat. No. I don't think I'm a mod over there. So.
No, I don't even think Barry's a mod. Only the Nightbot is a mod.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to take her mod away. I'm no, taking her hammer, yeah.
Don't take my wrench.
So he says, now you can see them both channels. We flipped that a couple weeks ago to where we stopped doing the live stream on Gadget Chat's YouTube because it really wasn't doing anything. And we really didn't make it for that purpose. It's for the podcast.
Yes. And again, we're just using it for engagement.
Funny, I got a real Apple Watch and my cousin goes back to the Android.
Tech for Your Knees said that he got a beat down by the Nightbot of other streams before for writing all caps. Yeah. I don't use Nightbot to moderate because of that. It's pretty mean.
Okay, we're gonna stop. We're gonna get into our what we got next.
We got tech deals. Tech deals.
We got a tech deal.
Sorry. Yeah, tech. So let me change it. This tech deal, plural.
I think everybody should have a wireless charger. Mm-hmm. But this one, even though it says 934 here, if you put in the code that I put in the description, you get it for $850. And it's shipped through Amazon. All I need is $850. $850. And it's Amazon Prime, so you get it in a couple days. Oh, well, Catwoman would get it in one day. Look at here. She get it tomorrow. So
I'm special.
I already have a 10-watt. Well, I have a 20-watt. It's 10 on each side, so I can wirelessly charge 2 devices at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that's what's in my watch video. When I charge my watch, I put it on the phone charger.
Yeah.
So
that's the only thing. Perspective Gaming wanted to let us know that he's going to act like a mod in our chat until Nightbot kicks him out. I turned off all spam protection off of the Nightbot.
Yeah, so. I've turned it off too.
Yeah. So it's only
Barry. I think people want to be putting time out.
Right? They're a glutton for punishment. Oh, Scoop just came in and he's like,
I just thought he said,
Oh, okay. Well, I read
you wrong.
I thought he was thinking.
So if you need a wireless charger, this is a wireless charger for $850. There's no excuse you can't spend $850. But you do have to put the code in that's in the description.
Yeah, if not, then it'll be 934.
Right. Ooh, Nightbot, you trying to get this wave check or what?
Oh, snap.
Well, see, I rarely use wireless charging, Bob. Let's see. But I do have some. So that's our tech deal. Oh, that's on the other side of the room.
It is.
Because, okay, you can bring it up. Because I put it on my case that I deem to be my keep case.
You can go get it. I'll talk about it.
I don't want to go get it. Okay, I'm lazy. All right. I'm tired. So this isn't a purchase. The CEO from the company hit me up and we had some back and forth and he's like, hey, you do this and you know, well, I ain't giving you all the deets, but he did contact me and asked me to do a video on this case and on this pouch. I think Bob was like, oh, because there's a black one too. I know a lot of men don't like to carry extra stuff with them, and I know a lot of women don't like to carry extra stuff with them either if they go somewhere.
Yeah,
I wouldn't pay $20 for this, but
it's denim.
Okay, there's a black denim one too.
I just clicked on it.
Yeah, but $20 is excessive, because if you watch my video, there's like, it's sticky or whatever, you just stick it to the back of a case. But I think on the website, I can't recall the name of the website right now, because it's not Keep, because there's another company that spells Keep like this, and okay, it's like a tech company. So there's another right, so it's on Keep or Keep On or something. It's crazy, but on their website, if you buy two, you get one free or something like that. So if you were going to buy maybe three of these, if you're going to buy two of them and get one free, then it might be worth it, but I really can't see.
I like what El Jefe said. He said, it's like jeans for your phone, and the pockets actually work.
Yeah, because the little two pieces in the front are for keys, and there's a divider in the middle. Yeah. So your keys
My fingers are so fat, I would have a tough time getting the keys out of there.
I think they stay up there. I don't think they slide down is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That would make it a lot easier.
It holds the key up there.
Okay.
And now your money and stuff would slide in the back part.
That's fine. I can. Yeah.
And it's silky. That silky feeling on the inside where the money and the cards are is kind of neat.
Nice. Well, that's pretty neat. Thanks for sharing that one.
Well, shout out to, I think his name was Austin. And he's a 22-year-old CEO. So.
Hey.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to you. Techie Mike came in here already ready to fight the Nightbot. No, sir. There's no fighting with the Nightbot.
Yes, there is a divider in the middle that holds. Like,
yes,
you would stick your two fingers in on each side.
So it's basically three compartments. Two
in the front.
The front one is divided in half, and you could put two keys in there, and then the back. So, and then
money, credit cards, change.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
El Jefe, what's up?
Hey. Bob the Mordino says, all I use is wireless charging. Even my window mount is a wireless charger in my truck. Oh, that's cool. Well, this is great for you. All you need is $850 today to get that wireless charger.
I know people who have them all over the house, have the ones that are like, you know how they make them now? If you have a little desk or something, it's built into the table or whatever you buy. They have wireless built into tables.
Well, Septian said that he actually needs a new wireless charger because his IoT died.
A-fitty.
Don't forget to use Gigi's affiliate link when you get it. She told you about that A-fitty. Get that deal.
Yeah, make sure you put the code in. I think it's Anchor something. It might be Anchor 15 or Anchor something. 25 or something crazy. No, the dividers. I just.
Oh, the shade.
I don't like you today, Barry.
They're throwing stones and running.
Oh, God. Well, I said nobody was safe this week. This is the week of savagery.
Yeah.
And I know TK won't show up to this stream, but I hope he shows up tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Y'all seen TK around, tell him I'm looking for him.
This is the smoke week. Everyone can get the smoke.
Yeah, because, you know, I had the list last week. I only got one person on the list this week. But you can get added. Yeah, I can add some more. Either way, I think we're done with videos, tech purchases, tech deals. So now we're going to get into articles. And I think the first article is like everybody's live stream has been based on this week.
Yeah.
So we got to talk about LG like everybody else, right?
I think this is the most LG has been talked about
since
its inception. I mean, is it conception? I don't know. I forgot how to say. Equal opportunity smoke. Exactly, Ahuffa. You get us. Thank you. You get us.
Leave Nightbot alone. Leave Nightbot alone.
Perspective.
The code is Nightbot.
The code is Nightbot.
And the extra 15% off, you can get these hands.
I think that's probably what happened. I think the smoke of Nightbot on Saturday on Barry stream just engulfed us and just made us feel.
We've been savage ever since. Yeah. Nightbot got into us.
Yeah. We are.
And the other thing is, TK is also a member of my channel, so he can get the smoke on the members only. He can really get the smoke on the members only.
Oh, man.
I doubt he'll show up, though.
Yeah, yeah.
We supposed to be on LG. Okay.
I'm sorry.
We all over the place today. And we almost 30 minutes in. We don't have a ton of articles, so I think we'll be fine.
Yes, we don't. So we'll be able to just talk to you guys for a good while as well. So basically, this article was sent to us by Barry. I know that Dexter.
Why you say his name like that? What? Barry had sent. I'm not Barry. Dexter had sent us something earlier in the week.
Yes, but this it was by a German company, and this one is actually in all English when Barry sent this to us. Yeah. All right, cool. So LG announces 3-year pledge for OS updates. Now, it's not all of them, but it's a lot of them. So it says, the 3 OS update guarantee applies to LG premium phones released in 2019 and later, G Series, V Series, Velvet, Wave. While certain 2020 models such as LG Stylo, K Series will receive 2 OS updates. So, yeah.
So, sorry to get off topic for a second.
Go ahead.
Yates, the members only stream is usually voted upon in the community tab, but if you are on Twitter, I will be tweeting it out on Sunday. The only people that will be allowed to get in will be the members. The schedule will be Saturday at 9 p.m., which was voted upon last month. Every month I put out an email. I put out a post in the community tab that asks people when they want to stream. I think I'll be picking Saturdays from here on out because I go back to work full time next week. Yeah. So Sundays are no longer an option for me.
Yeah.
The Stylo is listed, Bear. They're going to get 2 new updates on the Stylo.
The Stylo 6.
I just jumped over to the other. I'm sorry.
Now, don't apologize. Yeah.
I'd be all over the place. But Yates, that's how that works. And I think Yates, you might use iPhone. So you might have to go in Safari to actually see the community tab. I'm right about that? Okay.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yep.
Oh, so he said he got it. He just posted to my YouTube. I see it. So, okay. Yes. I always check the community tab, and same for my Kings and Queens. There is a video, if you have not watched that yet, in my community tab for the Kings and Queens. I'd love to get it out to everybody else. I'd love to premiere it tomorrow, maybe before LaShawn's stream, or Saturday. I'd rather do it tomorrow, though, and give people time.
Ray, yeah. This article is
articles are always in the description. Every before. Article we talk about, mm-hmm. and every video we talk about, everything we talk about is in the description.
Yeah, everything. Yep.
Yep, 2 updates, Barry. Thanks.
That's very generous of them.
Right, for the Stylo? Mm-hmm. Eric might take that back from his sister to do some videos. You like how I put his voice at the end? Video. Do some videos.
Video.
But yeah, but there are other devices that I felt like were more worthy than a Stylo 6, like the G8X. Like, yeah. It ain't getting the cut.
I love Sharky's comment because I was thinking the same thing. Sharky said, so now they're exiting the business. Now that they're exiting the business, LG decides to offer good software support. I'll believe it when I see it. Yes.
I think they actually do it because they don't have to make phones now.
Yeah, they don't have anything else to do, you know. So they might. But yeah, it's funny how you'll get good updates once they're out of business. It's hilarious.
Well, don't they update everything else? Like, if they have like electronics that are like
their
refrigerators
TVs.
And stuff like that, TVs, they know.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be a problem for them. They just don't want to make the phones.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to pay for those updates. That's what it is. But now that they're out, they're like, oh, we're going to file this under, you know, we're going to get clap back from the government anyway. We'll give them their updates.
Septian said those V Series LG phones are on eBay for less than 180 ACK now. Oh, that's actually pretty good. That's good to know. Yates giving me a compliment. Thank you. He said, Tech Valor, you're doing a great job with your tutorials. Appreciate it. Tutorials are my passion. I love manuals.
Aww. Figures wireless gives 5 years and up. Stop it, LaShawn.
Oh my God.
So he says if you got a Cash App or a PayPal, and I know why people rather send it that way so you can get all of your money. So he says if you got either one of those, he'd like to send it that way.
Oh yes, Tech Valor, PayPal, Tech Valor. Talk about
the PayPal.me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'm going to go on eBay today and browse around. Uh-oh, Mr. Catwoman is going to call me after this.
I actually have $5 and some change in eBay books, and I have nothing to buy. So I need to spend that before it expires. I got like 20-something days, but I don't have anything that I'm looking for right now. I'm kind of happy with my phone, my watch, you know? I can't find any accessories I want. Catwoman says I should get a pink case for my Huawei.
Yes, please. A bumper.
Yeah, a bumper. Yeah, because it wouldn't be a case.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sharky said to Mark Coleman, yep. And LG TVs are very good also.
Yeah. Yes, I got a washer. Washer dryer. No problems.
The only thing that I have from LG is my V40.
I have had an LG TV. I have a Samsung now, but I've had one previously. Not a problem.
504 said, I thought figures offered 5 minutes of updates. You guys are on it tonight.
I'm pretty sure that people are going to be listening like, who is Figures Wireless? Why haven't we heard of them?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Tell the story.
I'm not telling the story. We'd be on here for another hour.
Okay. All right.
You need to Google. Yeah, you need to Google if you want to know about the Figures Wireless story. It is a long, drawn-out process, but he was just kind of rebranding phones and selling them as if, you know, he was this black-owned business that was creating phones and his own service and everything else.
Yeah, not only that, he was lying about the capabilities of the phone. He was
The specs were be off.
Yeah, he was saying, like, 4K screen display. It's like, what? Okay, are you sure?
Is this even 1080p, sir?
Yeah, is it?
So, don't want to get into all that because, yeah, they're... I mean, you can even search on YouTube if you really don't want to look up articles. Because
recommend the video from Spectacular,
Spectacular Gadgets. They have a great coverage on it. So
just search up Spectacular Gadgets, F like Frank, I, G like girl again, ERS. And you'll find the video. She explains why they did her wrong.
We're gonna move on to CW's Powderpuff Girl.
Hey.
I don't know why I thought we had already talked about this, but Catwoman says we haven't. No. But maybe it was in an after party or something. I talked about it with somebody already.
Yes, I'm surprised by the cast. I'm happily surprised by
that's what we were talking about too. But go ahead.
Yeah,
this is eerily familiar, but go ahead.
Yeah, so they have Dove Cameron, Chloe Bennett, Yana Perlot. They are going to be the Powerpuff Girls, which is going to be great. It's going to be live action. It's going to be on the CW. So they are recording the first pilot. That doesn't mean that it's been approved, but that's so great to see. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see it. I hope that it does get picked up because it would be really great. Also, in this article, it shows a clip of an episode of the revamped version of Powerpuff Girls. And what I love about this is I didn't know this, but Blossom, the girl with the blonde hair, the cutesy one that loves toys, is the techie in the group. So before she was just like the airhead who likes to play with dolls and stuff like that, but she's the techie one. She creates apps. She does all of the text for the Powerpuff Girls, which is really cool. I'm so happy that they added that dynamic to her. But she is still kind of an airhead. She's more like an airhead towards social cues, you know. But yeah, it's great. I'm so excited about that. Now, who they actually chose to be Professor Utonium is the guy from Scrubs. Let me go ahead and pull him up in case you guys don't remember what he looks like. Where's his name?
While she's looking for that, I don't have... Like, okay, I might have watched one or two episodes of the Powerpuff Girls, and I even was calling them, I called them the Powderpuff Girls. That's how much I was interested in them. So that wasn't really my cup of tea. I love Cartoon Network and the whole cartoon series, and I kind of was more of a cow chicken.
I loved cow and chicken. Yeah,
it was so many other cartoons, Johnny Bravo and some of the other ones, but I could never make myself really just sit and get into, like, you're calling a power. When she said Powerpuff Girl, I was like, they were power? I thought they were powder. So yeah, see, I even had the name wrong in my mind. So
why can't I find him? He was in here.
But there is an age gap with me and Catwoman. You might not, you know, know that, because we get along so well. Like, we might get along like sisters, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah. I did like Dexter's Laboratory too.
Yes, I love Dexter's Laboratory. Those are all, yeah, I love the whole series. I love the
and
one
see
where...
this was so much later. I only watched regular show when my son started watching it. So, oh gosh, there were some other shows too that I started watching because my son was watching them.
Mm-hmm. Cameron Dove, she's from Descendants. She's the main character in Descendants. She's going to be playing Bubbles. Blossom.
Oh, I love the Animaniacs.
Chloe Bennett, and Yana is going to be Buttercup, in case you guys were wondering.
I did not make them drug addicts. You're going to stop, LaShawn.
There you go. Donald Faison. He is the one that's going to be Professor Utonium. You remember him? Remember D?
Oh, I know who he is, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Yeah, he's going to be Professor Utonium, which is great.
I
he's
remember
hilarious.
Having a conversation about this Catwoman. That's why I'm like, okay, yeah, this is the same thing we discussed already.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't know. It might not have been on a live stream though.
Okay.
But when you look at your article, it says it's from March 9th or something crazy like that. So I've had this conversation with somebody since then.
Okay.
And Perspective says he doesn't see that show lasting. We'll see.
Well, the good thing that I've noticed about the CW is that even though a show is bad, they won't cancel it right away.
What? We are talking about the CW, so...
Yeah, even though a show is bad, they'll continue it. Well, okay, so let's talk about the CW for a little bit, okay? So the CW is a combination of UPN and WB. So I don't know if you guys remember, UPN was kind of like the black network where they had a lot of sitcoms and daytime shows and things like that. And then the WB was a lot of DC stuff and just like random or whatever. But when Warner Brothers was actually canceling stuff like very fast, like as soon as it didn't get a million people watching, they'll like cut it off right away, which they did that to Roswell. And they did that to Birds of Prey, which was one of my favorite. Another one as well, Backslash. They did that to that as well. And UPN was also getting low viewership. So they actually combined together. But I've noticed that since then, the CW does not cancel shows right away. They give it a fair shot.
I was done with the WB when they took the frog off. I like the frog.
Oh, hello, my baby. Hello, my... Yes, I remember the frog.
WB.
Oh, is that what it stood for? Urban Project. I never knew. Bless you. I never knew what it... Bless you again. I didn't know that that's what it stood for. I was just like, UPN. Y'all have black shows. Hey, Migs. What's up?
Beautiful pictures of the family, Migs. He didn't really post those, but he sent them to me. It's awesome. He is really enjoying that wing.
My sister Mia, she just said WB also canceled Buffy and then UPN picked it up. Yes.
Y'all see the twin inch popping off? I'm gonna throw that in there. That's the twin right there.
Yeah. Also, the WB canceled Roswell and then UPN picked it up as well. So that they kept shuffling shows that weren't successful on WB.
That's so Mike corrected himself. He said, no, that's not what it stands for.
Oh, that's not. Okay. See, I don't even know what UPN stands for.
So the frog got on 504's nerves. I love the frog.
Me too. I like them a lot. More frog. Turn up the frog.
Thanks for the blessings, sir. The pollen is in the air down here in the South. I'm just going to let you know. Everybody sneezing.
Yes.
Emily's here. Hey, Emily.
Hey, hey, girl. Hey, welcome, welcome.
And Barry's just been carrying on with the Nightbot all evening.
Yeah,
they're having their own little to do.
That's his homie right now. The Nightbot. I'm gonna put some more stuff on there.
I'm loving this wing like a mother flower.
Nice. It's
beautiful. I like how he cleaned it up for the chat. A mother flower.
Okay, so I love that Mia said thanks for the welcome. So we were so mad at WB for canceling Birds of Prey that when people would leave a chat and come back, people used to say WB for welcome back. We wouldn't say it. We wouldn't put the abbreviation. We would write it all out. Welcome back. That's how petty we were.
Do you think they really care?
Well,
you think it bothered them at all?
It got canceled, what, 3 years after they did what they did to Birds of Prey? So yeah, we feel like we won because they had to merge with UPN.
So LL had real, okay, D-Boone says in the house, LL had everybody rolling that one pants leg up. LL has lovely calves. I'm a leg person. So I enjoyed his calf a lot. Either one. Didn't care which one he rolled up.
Nice.
Very much a leg person. Mm-hmm. Can we move to the next article? We're going to get off the WB.
They canceled the Parenthood. Yes, I remember the Parenthood. That was such a good show. And then Emily said, bitter and petty, I'm here for it. Yes. Next article. Yahoo Answers is finally being shut down. The site will disappear on May 4th. So get your screenshots now, people. They have a lot of funny interactions going back and forth on Yahoo Answers. So I understand nobody's really talking on there anymore. But back in the day, a lot of people did use Yahoo Answers. I use Yahoo Answers. No one ever answered my questions. So I just stopped.
So the chat is going in saying I'm an LL person versus a leg person. I might be an LL Cool J person too, but I am a leg person.
You're an LLC lover.
An LLC lover?
LL Cool.
James? Okay.
No, take out the J first. Hey, Big Nicks, thanks for that so much.
He broke mad next today with his wing, flossing and swiveling like a mother flower.
Hey,
that was a blast.
Nice. Everybody was like, What is that?
I'm glad everybody liked that mother ducker. Either way.
So basically what would happen a lot on Yahoo Answers is people ask questions and then people will go under and say, I have the same problem. Nobody would ever answer your question.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reasoning when I was reading this article, they said a lot of stuff was going on with COVID stuff and people giving misinformation. But I said that happens on every platform that gives answers. So are they going to take Wiki answers away too?
I think that's the scapegoat. They just don't want to pay for it anymore. They don't want to pay for the hosting.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Has anybody in the chat used Yahoo Answers? I've never used it.
I've used it. Let us know in the chat if you have. But that's where the word pregante came from, because people on Yahoo Answers were asking how to know if they're pregnant, but they would misspell the word pregnant in so many different ways. And somebody went in there and screenshot all of those questions. Am I pregnant? Am I pregante? How do I know if I'm pregnant? You know, just different ways that they spelled it incorrect. So that's what I'm saying. Like, get your screenshots now, people.
So, yeah. Tech for your niece says he's never used it, neither is Barry. Mm-hmm. I have never used it either, but I have used Wiki for some answers before.
Yeah.
Not WikiBuy either. That was WikiBuy commercials are annoying.
Texting Mike didn't even know it existed. Yes. And yes, we're talking about Yahoo Answers, where you go and ask people questions. It's kind of like Reddit before Reddit was a thing.
Okay, that's weird. Next up.
How to add powerful voice commands into Chrome on your computer.
So my question is going to be slightly different for this before we even read the article. How many people will use this on a computer?
I don't even use voice. I don't even use a voice to text on my computer when I search.
But you use it to text, boy. Them texts be raggedy as I don't know what.
Yes.
I be looking like her.
It's because of my accents.
Okay. And it's the people that I care about most that send me the most raggedy texts. You and the boyfriend cannot text. I will tell you that.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I love it, though. I live for it because they're entertaining to read. Like, I don't... You just have to have an example for that. But anytime there's one word that can change the whole text message, I love those. Those are my favorites.
Emily said she will not be doing it. Perspective said, nope. 504 said, listen to those crickets.
What? No? Is that happening this Sunday? I don't really watch NCIS. No. Oh, he says his English isn't good. My English isn't good either, and I'm, you know, that's the only language I speak. I know a couple of bad words in Spanish.
Yes, you do.
I try to pick up on all the bad words I can in different languages.
I like your catchphrase on Twitter.
Twitter?
No soy mujer típica.
Now, I forget. I think the guy who gave me that, he gave me that catchphrase to put up. Because I was like, I need something for my profile. And he's like, put this up. And I was like, okay, what does it mean?
Yeah. Do you know?
Was it not your average female?
I'm not a typical woman.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I like this. I think he's Puerto Rican, though. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Septian said that he has used Yahoo Answers and found some good answers. The anomaly, everyone.
Well, I mean, it is Septian.
Big Migs wanted to tell us that he is ready for the Saturday night members only. He said he has a small bottle of Crown Royal.
I am picking up my... Well, I'll be drinking all weekend, but there's a certain wine that I got last time I was in South Carolina, and I have to pick up more of it because it's like a rosé Moscato. It's really good. It's pretty, too. The bottle's pretty.
Yeah. So in this article, it tells you how to set it up and then the commands that you could do. Close tab, close other tabs, close all tabs, close tabs to the left, close all tabs to the right, pin tab, unpin, maximize window, minimize window, enter full screen, exit full screen, bookmark this page, remove the bookmark, go back, go forward, refresh, zoom in, zoom out, find, and then it'll, whatever you say after that, it'll put it in the search, scroll down, scroll up, go to the top, go to the bottom, open downloads, open bookmarks, make me a meatball sandwich. That one is not real, but he wished that it would happen.
So I'm going back to the catchphrase. Yes. Mike said it confused him. So Mike didn't think I was black, and that's a common misconception. I've often had coworkers who were fluent in Spanish, and we get on the elevator with people who clean the office who were fluent in Spanish, and they would have their conversation, and she'd just be cracking up after it was over with. And she'd be like, yeah, I told him you were shy. That's why you weren't joining in on the conversation. No, it's because I'm not fluent in Spanish. That's why I didn't join in the conversation. I can pick out little phrases and stuff and be like, okay, I know what they're talking about, but I can't join.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
504 said that when I was reading.
Yes, I was putting it up too. Stop it.
He said, sounds like the cha-cha slide for a second. Close to the left. Close to the right. Two hops this time.
So, yeah. Will you use this?
You don't ask Yahoo about the white yams. That's another
one. Oh, my gosh.
Perspective has a campaign against the Nightbot. No, we will not cancel Nightbot. Nightbot is innocent.
He's the best mod I have on my channel right now.
Yes.
So I got some suspect mods now. I ain't gonna lie.
Because they don't do nothing.
I got something that don't do nothing. I got something that's too aggressive. Like, it's a nice little balance in there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I saved my article. She says Nightbot is cute.
Emily said, I may be able to join the members only for a cheers for Scoop.
Aww. I think everybody wants to give it. Listen, since we've all done this COVID birthday thing, it's great to come together, even if it's online, and celebrate birthdays.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Good evening, Kenny man.
I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
Welcome, Tech Rant. And so, yes, even if you can't join, but just for a second, just drop in. And that's what I told people on my birthday, because I know I did it on a Saturday night. And people were still kind of going out. 10, I wasn't, but people were.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, if you could just drop through, if you can even drop on the panel for a few minutes. So.
Perspective would like a job being your mod.
Oh, he might be a mod. I don't know. I'm not on YouTube right now.
Okay.
He might be a mod. I thought he said he was.
Oh, okay. Oh, if he's asking about my chat, no. No,
nobody's a mod, to be a mod. Look, I'm not. She loves me, and I'm not a mod. So,
no. Ask me why.
Why?
Because I'm lazy and I don't feel like going in there and adding everyone.
So, are you one of these techies that doesn't know how to do stuff? Let me stop.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Last article here. Nokia's mobile brand launches a $415 smartphone with 5G as it struggles to take on Samsung and Apple.
So there's so many reasons I put this article in. First of all, do we really think a $415 smartphone from Nokia with 5G is trying to compete with Samsung and Apple?
Nope.
Because most of the time when we think about Samsung and Apple, we think about their flagships, even though they do have budget phones. We think about them as like the flagship fighters, right?
Yeah.
If anything, to me, Nokia's taking on Motorola. That would be my thought with a $415 phone.
Yes, exactly.
Or the budget line on Samsung. Apple's, I don't like to compare Apple to Android. I just don't.
Yeah.
They're their own little thing.
So Barry said hi to the Nightbot, and then the Nightbot, I made a typo in my, so I gotta fix that. Sorry. It says Barry Johnson. Hi here. Oh, Barry Johnson is here. Hop honor you made it. I don't even know what I was trying to write. Man, I was so sleepy. That's kind of funny. It's funny because before we started, she found a typo.
So I found somebody was talking about this and it left. Hold on.
Where? Did they retract it?
No, they didn't retract it. I just lost it.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. They were talking about some phone that's Legion phone. Who was saying that? Oh, here it is, Big Mix. Did you see the Lenovo Legion gaming phone? That stuff breaks into three parts. Laugh out loud. Okay, I thought he was talking about, because Nokia announced more than just one phone in this announcement. I have to pull my article up over here because my iPad's tripping. What did we do? Oh, they divided into three different series. They have the X, which is the top range with pricing and specs. The G, which is slightly more affordable than the X. And the C.
Yep.
Why do they always make basic stuff C?
Because it's
which is the cheapest of the bunch. The price has started at $75 for that C. Brings new meaning to food stamp phones, right?
Yeah. Perspective Gaming wanted to let us know that he said that he's a good mod.
Oh, don't put that on him. So he is a mod.
Yeah.
I think I cracked my finger now. That sucks. Motorola is more their competition. See, Ray is with me. Nokia does update their phones better than Moto, though.
Emily said that wants to know if the Nightbot babysits. She could use the extra pair of hands.
I don't think Nightbot has hands.
No.
Gosh. So, Lashawn says that $75, that's an EBT phone.
Yeah,
EBT. I mean, that's like, when you talk about burner phones and throwaway phones, $75?
Yeah.
It don't need to be waterproof or anything. It's like,
Does the $75 one have 5G capabilities?
Oh, I'm sure it doesn't.
Yeah? Okay.
It might. I'm just saying, I would assume. Jason C says, I'll give credit to Nokia. They are providing a lot of support for the X series 3 years OS and 3 year security and 2 years manufacturing. Okay.
2 years manufacturing? Equip me. That's pretty good.
I was going to say, no company is doing 2 years manufacturing, are they?
Yeah, usually it's 1 year.
Year. Yeah, that's the universal.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, fierce competition. Sure is.
Look, if I know somebody looking and they one of these people that don't want to spend money, get you one of them Nokias.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the one in his hand, I don't know which one that is. I think that's the X. It's not a bad looking phone. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty.
415?
I just need 75.
Just need 415.
415.
415. You get service everywhere with a Nokia, do you, Big Rings? It depends on your provider, sir. You can have all the bands in the world. You ain't got no service. You ain't got no service.
Yeah. Whack it.
Oh my gosh. I'm not going to even get into Sharky's conversation with Migs right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to put that one up.
So Emily's getting called out by her daughter right now.
Oh, really?
I thought you'd be in an interview, not watch an interview.
Wow. She's like, so that means I can bother you right now. That's hilarious. She said,
look at him, mommy. You supposed to be on there. You ain't supposed to be watching. Did you get fired, mommy? No, she didn't get fired. We still love her.
Yes.
And we're still your fans, G.
Yes, absolutely. Even though you forgot my name. My name is Pounds. Remember, G? My name is
Do you remember my name? Oh, you forgot?
Flower.
Yeah.
Flower.
G named me Flower.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was a big Meerkat Manor fan. I don't know if anybody watched that, but yes. I really like that.
I've heard of it.
The main character on there was Tame Flower. So.
Oh.
She died at the end. It was just so tragic. Cause they put these radios on the animals, so they tracked them. Mm-hmm. I loved it. It was like watching like Ganglands or something. They would, this is my territory. You come in. Yeah, they fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
Women run the tribes in the Meerkats. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you need to watch it if you can find it somewhere.
I remember it was all the rage.
Yes.
At one point. Yeah.
I used to get drunk and watch it.
LaShawn said, dance will make her dance. Yeah. Mick said, in the tri-state area, you get good service even with Boost Mobile. Yeah, I mean, it's New York. There's a lot of people there. Cynthian said that he had a Nokia flip that didn't let him down when it came to signals.
Oh.
G's happy with the shout out. We love you. Mwah, mwah. We love you, girl.
We're your biggest fans, G. We're here for you. And that being said, we've reached the top of the hour. And then Nigel comes in. We've reached the top of the hour, Nigel. We're going to get up out of here. This ain't like my streams that last forever. Or LaShawn's.
Yeah, that one's 3 hours. You can catch the replay, though.
Are you really looking down your shirt right now?
I am. I just noticed that it was crooked the whole time.
We're still live.
Are we? Are we live? Oh. I didn't know.
It runs in the family, huh?
Yes.
Oh, look at G. And I am here. And I'm here for you.
Aw, so sweet. Love her. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Tomorrow. Oh, hi, Mandy. Tomorrow, I will be getting my second shot.
And I survived my second shot. I'm still here.
Yay! How was your experience? Before we go, let us know how
I slept for 2 days.
What? Oh, God. It tired you out?
I came home from my shot. My first shot, I didn't sleep the first day. This second shot, I came and I was snoring, like I was going to town. Wow. And then the next day I was just in the bed basically most of the day. I wasn't sick. I'd rather be tired than sick, but mm-hmm. yeah, definitely my body was fighting demons that wasn't there, so I slept.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said that you might get flu-like symptoms.
Yeah, that's what I didn't want.
I didn't have any side effects after my show. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm over here beating on my iPad.
So hopefully I won't get any side effects tomorrow. But mine is early. It's 7 in the morning. And I was able to get my husband an appointment for Monday. So I'm going to go with him to his appointment. So I'm excited about that. Feel really good. On our way to get vaccinated. And it's the Pfizer one. That's the one that I got. That's the one that you didn't get.
Well, I had Moderna. But Nigel, I think I covered in my video that I had some updates. I guess you thought I got one more recently, but I haven't. The last time I got an update, I was trying to find the date for my last update, but I don't see it. But, you know, it's something I can talk to you more about on Instagram and DMs or something, but I didn't get an update this week. I got an update maybe a week ago. Yeah, she's had both Modernas too.
Both Modernas. Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah. Now, my arm, we ain't going to talk about arm soreness.
Yeah.
My arm was sore for 3 days, both times.
I'll read what Mandy said for the podcast. Mandy said, first Moderna was great. Second shot, my core was warm for 10 hours. Then I was fine. Yeah, people are saying like flu-like symptoms, you know, you get like a fever and stuff like that. But it only lasts.
Did you come in late, sir? We that was our first article, and it's not all LG phones, so yeah. Make sure you read the article.
Yeah, go all to of the them, link.
You will get it on the wing, but everybody ain't getting it. That Stylo 6 will get updates for 2 years.
Yeah. 2 years.
So I guess I'll see y'all tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have more energy.
Yeah, same. I'm so sleepy. Oh, I forgot to put Teching Mike's link.
I thought she had said something about the RP. She said, yeah, we're not talking about the RP. I have had flu shots before. I don't get them anymore, but I've had like two in my life. I've never had arm pain. Like this thing here, itchiness, soreness. Like, what is going on? But yeah, that's. Everybody can get different vaccinations, or you can get the same vaccination, and 10 different people get 10 different symptoms. It's crazy. So you just don't know what you're going to get. Yeah, I haven't had an update in the past 2 days, Nigel. But, I mean, our phones are kind of different if you're talking about the Mate 40. Tech King Mike is going to be live at 9 o'clock, everybody.
Yes.
Make sure you stop through there.
His is called LG and the Last Stand, or OnePlus 9 Pro Issues.
Oh yeah, so he's gonna talk LG and OnePlus. Anybody in the chat interested in the OnePlus who don't have it already? I'm curious before we leave.
I'm not.
You're not curious?
Yeah.
She said I'm not.
Oh, we have somebody from Twitch. Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. So she said her arm was sore for 3 days on both shots too. Hey, so we can relate in that area.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Dab. Oh.
Oh, okay. He got the OnePlus.
Cool. How are you liking it? How are you liking it? Let us know before we go.
Savage all late. Bye, Savage. Boo. Boo, Savage. And make sure you stop by for the chicken strips. Oh. The best phone that you've ever had. I've heard that before. Very familiar.
That's great. I'm glad
you love it. Oh, Tech King Mike have. Oh, he said he having a 1 hour stream. Sir, no, after
he'll
she gets
live in 1 hour.
Oh, okay. Well, he probably still. He usually only does an hour too. Because if you sit and add the hours that we spend streaming with people, mm-hmm. I do 2 hours on Tuesday. We do 2 hours with Eric on Wednesday. We do an hour here.
Yeah.
So then. LaShawn can go for 3 hours sometimes. Yeah. And then I'm going to do a members only stream, which is going to be 2 hours. That's 10 hours that y'all going to spend with me this week. The ones that are real loyal. But I don't like to be around myself for 10 hours. So, I mean.
Well, and then I'm also going to be in the background of Cat's Meow Budget Solution, my husband.
But you were live today. So they got some more of you, too.
They got some more of me, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
My goal is to do 2 live streams. So one live stream along with Gadget Chats a week and 1 video. That's my goal. And so far I did it last week and I've done it this week. And I hope that I'll be able to continue.
And I am never going to tell somebody to spend money on a phone that costs as much as a car. So if you got it like that and you don't mind dropping the money, if I found a deal on one, I would definitely buy one. But when I say deal, I'm anywhere under the 3 range. I'm not doing 4,000 for a phone, 5,000 for a phone. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's why I'm holding on to this phone so I can trade it in on that. Uh-oh, it's plugged in charging. I'm about to pull everything out. Because I want to be able to trade it in and get some money off of a phone.
Mm-hmm. Tecton B loves his OnePlus 9 Pro.
The phone gets hot sometimes.
Oh, the phone gets hot sometimes. Yeah, that's one of the issues that people have been saying. The Black 9 said, I have an older model of the OnePlus 7 Pro and it's still dope. And he said that he is not messing with any more phones. OnePlus only.
I wish my OnePlus 7 Pro had actually worked.
But, would you give it another chance?
One day I might.
Not now, though.
Nah. I'm in the folding land now. If it don't fold, I don't want it.
Oh, Savage is going to start streaming soon. Yeah, let us know so we can check you out, sir. Yeah, why did your eyes get big like that?
Look, I don't mind watching other people. I'm going to cut back on some of my streaming. What are you talking about? I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm trying.
Yeah, I know the traffic is going to be crazy tomorrow because I have to go to downtown Orlando to get it. So I know I got to sleep early tonight because I got to wake up early. Drive down.
Oh, I'm about to go to sleep on this stream right now.
Yeah, deal with traffic. Sorry. Yeah. Well, we'll be here again next week for Gadget Chats. Come hang out with us. Thanks for giving us entertainment and entertaining us.
And I hope to see y'all in some of these other streams this weekend. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I have nothing else. Are you good?
I'm just going to read this last comment by Black Nine. It's a good bar party phone with a pop-up selfie cam, LOL. Just amazed the girls at the bar.
Oh, you should see when you pull that wing out and you swivel it out. That amazes some people, too.
Yeah. It's like, did your phone turn into a hatchet? What's going on here?
I went and returned something at Amazon. And I was in there and she was like, if I could just get your code. And I was like, hold on a second. And I opened up the phone. I was like, here you go. She was like, did you just open your phone?
That's a great reaction to have.
Right, I've never seen one of those in person. I was like, well, it's not a person, but yeah.
Yeah. She's like, all right, can I have it? Can I hold it?
No.
Do people ask you if they can hold it?
Well, when people ask me about it at work, I'm like, okay, back up first, COVID. Yeah. And no, you can't touch it. That's when I thought it was a fragile phone. When I thought it was fragile, yes.
Yeah.
If it's an adult, maybe, but a kid, no.
I think we've signed off about 1,000 times. So
yes, we
I'm
have.
Catwoman.
I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your home girls of tech.
Here on the Gadget Chats Podcast. We will catch you next week.